When I went there, I saw a man. A full-grown man, Sarah. A soldier. Lying on top of your mother's little body. He was about to do the unthinkable. I did not hesitate.
Sarah was not entirely sure what the unthinkable was, though her mind had pieced together enough to know that it was not good. Not good at all.
I did not think. I could not think. I reached out and grabbed the pistol from his waistband, and I shot him in the back of the head. It was a moment in which I did not think of ramifications. I did not think about what they would do to her. The only thing that passed through my mind was that I had lost my husband and my sons, and that I would do anything to keep your mother safe.
And did you? Whispered Sarah.
You're here, aren't you?
Wrapped in the emotion of a story that she had heard before, Sarah had not fully heard the emotion in her grandmother's voice until then. She sounded choked, like she had eaten gravel and it had been caught in her throat, in immovable chunks.
That is enough for tonight, Sarah. It's time for bed.